Did you guys know that the Los Angeles Lakers are a small business?
The Los Angeles Lakers?
Yeah, they are. They're valued at $4.4 billion. Makes them one of the more successful small businesses in America and in the world.
I bet their value has gone down recently.
Maybe just a touch.
You are talking about the basketball franchise.
I am talking about with LeBron James, known, of course, for years with the Lakers, known for having Jerry West and having Magic Johnson, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Shaquille O'Neal, the late Kobe Bryant.
All these multimillionaires.
That's right.
And they're a small business.
They applied. The Lakers applied, and they received money from the small business loans that are being put out there by the federal government.
Yeah, wasn't some of them going to return it? I hope.
They are going to return it eventually. Yes, they said they will return it. Oh. But still that they applied for it. Is the amazing part. And that they got it.
Yeah, there's a couple of amazing things down there.
Right. Okay. They are going to return it. Same with, I guess, Shake Shack and a few other
bigger businesses.
Yeah. And there are some universities that had like $40 billion endowments.
Yeah. Wasn't Harvard one of them?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'd like to see the application process to know how they filled it out, because I would think that some financial net worth or means or available cash that you could receive would have been part of the application process.
Yeah.
And you'd think that some of these sports franchises and other places, it would be evident that perhaps there are other small businesses that are smaller.
Right.
just some bean counter that thought, hey, here's a way to make my job easier.
It's almost.
Apply for one of these loans.
Well, you wonder, do they receive some money? Maybe they just got rubber stamped?
Here's another one.
It came in, but first come, first serve.
This whole thing, though, with the small business loans, it is not working out very well. I mean, again, we had no problem. The Feds had no problem plugging in trillions of dollars to Wall Street when all this was going down. They immediately got their money. Lots of other big businesses got their money very, very quickly. But when it comes to small businesses, for some reason, they are having problems. And, of course, we're undervaluing this whole thing, too, it seems like, that we've already run out of this fund once, and we're going to run out of it, if not already.
Yeah, wasn't that the purpose of the second stimulus, to make up for some of those businesses that didn't receive it?
Right.
Yep.
I mean, get this right, everybody. Please, just get this right. It should not be this difficult.
Yeah, you'd think it wouldn't, although when you're dealing with government.
yeah. But that's I think, the anger out there that a lot of people have is that, okay, well, again, Federal Reserve and Congress made sure that money was, a lot of money, by the way, was made available for bigger businesses and for Wall Street, and it was there very conveniently. But yet, for small businesses, they have to go through these hoops and ladders. And I still say, why aren't they grants? Why are these loans? They should just make them grants. Why do they have to pay it back? I just am appalled by that.
Well, somebody called, say, probably several small businesses that could have benefited rather than the Lakers.
Absolutely.
And what it did, it put them further back in line or delayed them from getting what they really needed to keep their business going.
Yes.
Well, it was, let's face it. It was just wasn't monitored closely enough in the beginning as to who got it. And the rules were too lax.
Right. Yeah, we heard about that, where they're trying to fix some of those things, too, and my guess is...
they did in the second round, but it's too late. You know, it's
kind of like free money when a bag falls off the back of a Brinks truck, and everybody goes for it.
Everybody.
I've been following those trucks for years, and that hasn't happened.
That never happened to me either, no.